the bar J, a tough cattle outfit out of Tombstone, driving 4200 head along home, home. Well, my great-granddaddy, Lucky Bent, was a drifter, as rootless as a tumbleweed and a twister. He lost his ma, his pa, and his sisters to those notorious Apache hair lifters. Now, he grew up on both sides of the law, but he was a good man underneath it all. He had a quick draw and a dead shot. He scrapped a lot and was wiser for the battles he fought. Wore his guns tied down low on his hips, twin Navy Colts with ivory grips, a Henry rifle in the saddle boot, and a Bowie knife he'd taken off a dead ute. He wore a light brown flat crowned hat around. He polished his boots cause he liked that squeaking sound. And as he rode along the plains, he sang, and the only soul suffering it was his paint Mustang Sally. Now the trouble with being a gunfighter is that everyone assumes that your gun is for hire. There's always some young hotshot that'll drag iron, forcing you to return fire. And so circumstance had Lucky roaming the lonesome countryside, wanted and single. When he had the chance, he'd crash a barn dance, kick up his feet just to hear his spurs jingle. He had plans like any man, a wife, a couple youngsters, his own ranch, his own brand, a good-sized herd, a water hole, a pretty view, and a few cowhands. But plans this grand seem mighty unlikely for a gunfighter on the dodge. It was more likely his dreams would end with his hair hanging on a coot stick and a Kickapoo earth lodge.
Punching cows for $1 a day, riding with the boys in the bar J, tough cattle outfit out of Tombstone,
Arizona,
driving 4200 head along.
Punching cows for $1 a day,
riding with the boys in the bar J,
tough cattle outfit out of Tombstone,
driving 4200 head along.
Natiki was the daughter of a Navajo chief, taken in a raid by some renegade Apache. Midnight in her hair, moonlight in her eyes, one of the most stunning creatures alive. A prize and a slave to the warrior braves, and more valuable than gold if it came to trade. She carried herself with poise and grace. She waited patiently for her chance to escape, and it came before the sun had risen, in a valley where a large herd of cows were being driven. And as the Apache got set to ambush the outfit, she was crafty, and she gave her captors the slip.
Punching cow for $1 a day,
riding with the boys in the bar J,
tough Cadillac fit out of Tombstone,
Arizona, driving 4200 head long.
Punching cows
for $1 a day,
riding with the boys in the bar J, tough Cadillac fit out of Tombstone,
driving 4200 head long. The Apache are fearless, and they scattered them cattle from hell to breakfast. Those cowboys were rattled but expected this, and had no desire to be lifeless or hairless. Now any respectable cowhand is no tenderfoot, but an expert rifleman. And those Bar J riders had sand. There were even a few ex-Texas Rangers among them. And they heard the Apache war cries, all excited with the hell they were raising. And Lucky rode straight at him, low in the saddle, dodging the cattle, Winchester blazing. Natiki watched from the bluff as Lucky shot a brave in the heart and another in the gut. She saw him get tossed from his horse and lost him and an Indian in a cloud of dust. Well, the Apache came at him with a knife but missed. Luckily, Lucky's buckle deflected the tip. He brought his skull up and smashed the brave's lip with the infamous Liverpool kiss. The Apache let his knife fall, threw a handful of sand in Lucky's eyes, and he made a dive for the fallen rifle, and it was one hell of a good try. But he was just a tad too slow, no more show than a jackrabbit at a coyote picnic, and although half blind, Lucky finished it quick with a couple of shots from the hip. Well, the Apache were fierce and strong, and they outnumbered the cowboys 3-1. But the punchers had guns, and the Indians had none, and therefore they didn't stick around long. And when they were gone, the Tiki stepped out of the trees into the dust left by the stampede, and Lucky rode up for a closer look, 'cause what he was seeing he could not believe. She says, "I'm the Tiki, a Navajo, daughter of the sun, and I need a brave man to help me get home, and I think that you are that one." Well, Lucky, struck dumb by the pure beauty of a woman, just held out his hand and said, "Howdy, man, I'm Lucky, hop on."
Punching cows
$4 a day.
Riding with the boys in the bar, Jay.
A tough cattle outfit out of Tombstone,
Arizona.
Driving 4,200 head along home.
Punching cows
$4 a day.
Riding with the boys in the bar, Jay.
Tough cattle outfit out of Tombstone,
Arizona. Driving 4,200 head along home.
Punching cows